जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय अद्वैत स्वामी जय भगवत गीत सॉरी स्वामी स्टाइल सॉरी जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय अद्वैत स्वामी जय 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 नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्तवृंद. Sorry, not used to saying that before class. But anyway, we're going to read from the Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Hi, Bob. Before you start, just a reminder, especially to the visitors, today is no parking on the opposite side. So if you're parked on that side of the street, you have to move by 8 o'clock. Better move it now so you don't forget.
So we're reading from the Srimad, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is Madhya 13. And this is the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. So today's presentation, we're going to talk about the Feeling Festival, which Srila Prabhupada coined it as the Feeling Festival. So just to recap, we learned from Madhavis how cleansing the Gundicha temple, Lord Chaitanya, by his example, he showed us how to clean our hearts and prepare for the Lord to enter our hearts. And then we heard from Bhrigupati Prabhu how King Prataparudra, he got the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he was able to get some mercy from the Lord. He swept the road for the Lord when they were bringing him out. You could see when they brought the Lord, they would use these huge pillows and sometimes they would break. So here he got to sweep in front of the Lord. So today we're going to read. It's not showing the notes here, but let me just, I'm going to get out of this for a sec, and we're going to read here. Let me see here. Okay, so I'll just read the translations here from the Madhya, starting text 64. So according to his need, is that big enough for you guys? Get a little bit bigger. The Lord sometimes exhibited one form and sometimes many. This was being executed by his internal potency. Indeed, the personality of Godhead forgot himself in the course of his transcendental pastimes. But his internal potency, Leela Shakti, knowing the intentions of the Lord, made all arrangements. So it's a nice purport by Srila Prabhupada. He quotes the Upanishads. Parasha Shaktir Vivid Haiva. No, just listen. Sorry, it's not. In fact, you should only see the picture, but something's not showing here where I'm just supposed to see the text. But anyway, just try to listen very carefully. And then after we'll show some more images to kind of express what we're reading after I finish reading. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited his mystic power in presenting himself simultaneously in each and every Sankirtan group. Most people thought that he was one, but some saw him that he was many. The internal devotees could understand that the Lord, although one, was exhibiting himself as many in the different Sankirtan groups. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced, he forgot himself and was simply absorbed in ecstatic bliss. But his internal potency arranged everything perfectly. This is the difference between the internal and external potency. The material world, the external potency, material energy, can act only after one endeavors at great length. But when the Supreme Lord desires, everything is performed automatically by the internal potency. By His will, things happen so nicely and perfectly that they appear to be carried out automatically. Sometimes the activities of the internal potency are exhibited in the material world. In fact, all the activities of material nature are actually performed by the inconceivable energies of the Lord. But so-called scientists and students of material nature are unable to understand ultimately how things are happening. They evasively conclude that everything is being done by nature, but they do not know that behind nature is the potent Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita, Madhyakshena Prakriti Suyate Sa Chacharam Hetunanene Kunteya Jagarvi Parivartate. This material nature is one of my energies, is working under my direction, O Son of Kunti, producing all moving and non-moving beings. Under its rule, the manifestation is created and annihilated again and again. So we're continuing reading from the Madhya Lila. This is text number 66. Just as Lord Sri Krishna formerly performed the Rasa Lila dance and other pastimes at Vrindavan, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed uncommon pastimes moment after moment. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dancing before the Rath cart could be perceived only by pure devotees. Others could not understand. Descriptions of Lord Krishna's uncommon dancing can be found in the revealed scripture, Srimad Bhagavatam. There's a nice purport by Srila Prabhupada. Lord Sri Krishna expanded himself into many forms while engaged in the Rasa Lila dance. And he also expanded himself when he married 16,000 wives in Dwarka. The same process was adapted by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he expanded himself into seven forms to dance in each and every group of the Sankirtan party. These expansions were appreciated by pure devotees, including King Prataparudra. Although for reasons of external formality, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu refused to see King Prataparudra because he was a king. King Prataparudra became one of the Lord's most confidential devotees of the Lord's special mercy upon him. The king could see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu simultaneously present in all seven groups, as confirmed in the Srimad Bhagavatam. One cannot see the expansions of the transcendental forms of the Lord unless one is a pure devotee of the Lord. So continuing the reading. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced in great jubilation and inundated all the people with waves of ecstatic love. Thus, Lord Jagannath mounted his car, and the Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inspired all his devotees to dance in front of it. Now please hear about Lord Jagannath's going to the Gundicha temple while Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced before the Rath car. The Lord performed kirtan for some time and through his own endeavor inspired all the devotees to dance. When the Lord himself wanted to dance, all seven groups combined together. The Lord's devotees, including Srivas, Ramai, Raghu, Govinda, Mukunda, Haridas, Govindananda, Madhava, and Govinda, all combined together. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu desired to jump high while dancing, he placed these nine people in the charge of Sarup Damodar. These devotees, Sarup Damodar, and the devotees in his charge, sang along with the Lord, and they also ran beside him. All the other groups of men also sang. Offering obeisances to the Lord with folded hands, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu raised his face toward Jagannath and prayed as follows. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto Lord Krishna, who is the worshipable deity for all Brahminical men, who is the well-wisher of cows and brahmanas, and who is always benefiting the whole world. I offer my repeated obeisances to the personality of Godhead, known as Krishna and Govinda. So Lord Chaitanya continues. All glories unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is known as the Son of Devaki. All glories to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is known as the Light of the Dynasty of Rishni. All glories to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose bodily luster is like that of a new cloud, and whose body is as soft as a lotus flower. All glories to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who appeared on the planet to deliver the world from the burden of demons, and who can offer liberation to everyone. Lord Sri Krishna is he who is known as Jananivasa, the ultimate resort of all living entities, and who is also known as Devaki Nandana, or Yasoda Nandana, the son of Devaki and Yasoda. He is the guide of the Yadu dynasty, and with his mighty arms, he kills everything inauspicious, as well as every man who is impious. By his presence, he destroys all things inauspicious for all living entities, moving and inert. His blissful, smiling face always increases the lusty desires of the gopis of Vrindavan. May he be all glorious and happy. I am not a Brahmana, I am not a Kshatriya, I am not a Vaishya or a Sudra, nor am I a Brahmachari, a householder, a Vanaprastha, or a Sannyasi. I identify myself only as the servant of the servant of the servant of the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna, the maintainer of the gopis. He is like an ocean of nectar, and he is the cause of the universal transcendental bliss. He is always existing with brilliance. Having recited all these verses from scripture, the Lord again offered his obeisances, and all the devotees with folded hands also offered prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced and jumped high, roaring like thunder and moving in a circle like a wheel, he appeared like a circling firebrand. Whenever Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stepped while dancing, the whole earth with its hills and seas appeared to tilt. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced, he displayed various blissful transcendental changes in his body. Sometimes he appeared as though stunned. Sometimes the hairs of his body stood on end. Sometimes he perspired, cried, trembled, and changed color. And sometimes he exhibited symptoms of helplessness, pride, exuberance, and humility. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell down with a crash while dancing, he would roll on the ground. At such times, it appeared that a golden mountain was rolling on the ground. Nityananda Prabhu would stretch out his two hands and try to catch the Lord when he was running here and there. Advaita Acharya would walk behind the Lord and loudly chant, "Haribo, Haribo," again and again. Just to check the crowds from coming too near the Lord, the devotees formed three circles. The first circle was guided by Nityananda Prabhu, who is Balaram himself, the possessor of great strength. All the devotees headed by Kashivara and Govinda linked hands and formed a second circle around the Lord. Maharaj Prataparudra and his personal assistants formed a third circle around the two inner circles, just to check the crowds from coming too near. With his hands on the shoulders of Harichandra, King Prataparudra could see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dancing, and the king felt great ecstasy. While the king beheld the dancing, Srivas Thakur, standing in front of him, became ecstatic as he saw the dancing of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Seeing Srivas Thakur standing before the king, Harichandra touched Srivas with his hand and requested him to step aside. Absorbed in watching Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dance, Srivas Thakur could not understand why he was being touched and pushed. After he was pushed again and again, he became angry. Srivas Thakur slapped Harichandan to stop him from pushing him. In turn, this made Harichandan angry. As the angered Harichandana was about to speak to Srivas Thakur, Prataparudra Maharaj personally stopped him. King Prataparudra said, "You are very fortunate, for you have been graced by the touch of Srivas Thakur. I am not so fortunate. You should feel obliged to him." Everyone was astonished by the dancing of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Jagannath, and even Lord Jagannath became extremely happy to see him. The car came to a complete standstill and remained immobile while Lord Jagannath, with unblinking eyes, watched the dancing of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The goddess of fortune, Subhadra, and Lord Balaram both felt great happiness and ecstasy within their hearts. Indeed, they were seen smiling and dancing. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced and jumped high, eight wonderful transformations, indicative of divine ecstasy, were seen in his body. All these symptoms were visible simultaneously. His skin erupted with goose pimples, and the hairs of his body stood on end. His body resembled the simuli, silk cotton tree, all covered with thorns. Indeed, the people became afraid just to see his teeth chatter, and even thought that his teeth would fall out. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's whole body flowed with perspiration and at the same time oozed blood. He made the sounds, jaja, gaga, jaja, gaga, in a voice choked with ecstasy. Tears came forcibly from the eyes of the Lord, as if from a syringe, and all the people surrounded him became wet. Everyone saw the complexion of his body change from white to pink, so that his luster resembled that of a malika flower. Sometimes he appeared stunned, and sometimes he rolled on the ground. Indeed, sometimes his legs and hands became as hard as dry wood, and he did not move. When the Lord fell to the ground, sometimes his breathing almost stopped. When the devotees saw this, their lives also became very feeble. Water flowed from his eyes and sometimes through his nostrils, and foam fell from his mouth. These flowings appeared to be torrents of nectar descending from the moon. The form that fell from the mouth of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taken and drunk by Subhananda because he was very fortunate and expert in relishing the mallows of ecstatic love of Krishna. After Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had performed his devastating dance for some time, his mind entered into the mood of ecstatic love. After abandoning the dancing, the Lord ordered Swarup Damodar to sing. Understanding his mind, Swarup Damodar began to sing as follows. Now I have gained the Lord in my life, in the absence of whom I am being burned by Cupid, and I was withering away. When this refrain was loudly sung by Swarup Damodar, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again began rhythmically dancing in transcendental bliss. The car of Lord Jagannath began to move slowly, while the son of Mother Sachi went ahead and danced in front. While dancing and singing, all the devotees in front of Lord Jagannath kept their eyes on him. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then went to the end of the procession with the Sankirtan performers. His eyes and mind fully absorbed in Lord Jagannath, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to play the drama of the song with his two arms. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dramatically enacting the song, he would sometimes fall behind in the procession. At such times, Lord Jagannath would come to a standstill. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again went forward, Lord Jagannath's car would slowly start again. Thus, there was a sort of competition between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Jagannath in seeing who would lead. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so strong that he made Lord Jagannath wait in his car. So this is a purport by Srila Prabhupada, which ends the reading for today. I'll read some of this purport. It's very nice. In his Anubhasha, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur describes the ecstasy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as follows. After giving up the company of the gopis in Vrindavan, Sri Krishna, the son of Maharaj Nanda, engaged in his pastimes at Dwarka. When Krishna went to Kurukshetra with his brother and sister and others from Dwarka, he again met the inhabitants of Vrindavan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha Bhava Duti Suvalita, that is, Krishna himself assuming the part of Srimati Radharani, in order to understand Krishna. Lord Jagannath Dev is Krishna, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Srimati Radharani. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is leading Lord Jagannath toward the Gundicha temple corresponds to Srimati Radharani's leading Krishna toward Vrindavan. Sri Chaitra Jagannath Puri was taken as the kingdom of Dwarka, the place where Krishna enjoys supreme opulence. But he was being led by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Vrindavan, the simple village where all the inhabitants were filled with ecstatic love for Krishna. Sri Chaitra is a place of Aivarsha Lila, just as Vrindavan is a place of Madhurya Lila. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, following at the rear of the Rath, indicated that Lord Jagannath, Krishna, was forgetting the inhabitants of Vrindavan. Although Krishna neglected the inhabitants of Vrindavan, he could not forget them. Thus, in his opulent Rath Yatra, he was returning to Vrindavan. In the role of Srimati Radharani, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was examining whether the Lord still remembered the inhabitants of Vrindavan. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell behind the Rath car, Jagannath Dev, Krishna himself, understood the mind of Srimati Radharani. Therefore, Jagannath sometimes fell behind the dancing of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to indicate to Srimati Radharani that he had not forgotten. Thus, Jagannath would stop the forward march of the Rath and wait at a standstill. In this way, Lord Jagannath agreed that without the ecstasy of Srimati Radharani, he could not feel satisfied. While Jagannath was thus waiting, Gaurasundar, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his ecstasy of Srimati Radharani, immediately came forward to Krishna. At such times, Lord Jagannath would proceed ahead very slowly. These competitive exchanges were all part of the love affairs between Krishna and Srimati Radharani. In that competition between Lord Chaitanya's ecstasy for Jagannath and Jagannath's ecstasy for Srimati Radharani, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu emerged successfully. Okay, you're able to see that nicely. Thank you, Archa. Okay. So let's go on here. This is just in case. So here we read about Lord Chaitanya. Okay, so there's this ancient temple in India, Jagannath Puri. And for some to come there, especially in the previous times, they couldn't understand what was really going on. It was very mystical. So, let me do one thing here. So there was this let's see here. Okay, so here's the Rath carts. So in the Middle Ages, actually there were some Christian missionaries that came to this chariot festival. That was like in 1320. And there's this friar, his name was Odoric, and he brought the first report of this celebration back to Europe. And this is how he described it. He said this Jagannath is a bloodthirsty idol who demanded and received human sacrifice. During the chariot festival, the occasion fixed for this bloody sacrifice, frenzied devotees flung themselves by the score under the huge turning wheels of the chariot to be crushed in self-immolation. Thus the ravening bloodlust of God was satisfied. So this is why he was known as Juggernaut, which means an overwhelming force that crushes everything in its path. But we have a different conception. Srila Prabhupada has brought us here. And he said that this Rath Yatra is a festival, is a filling festival for the Vaishnavas. And that Lord Chaitanya, he never taught us that he had seen God, but he felt the separation of God very severely. And as we read, when Krishna came from Dwarka and he met Radharani, and she said, "You're the same Krishna, and I'm the Radharani, but the place is different. So let's go to Vrindavan." So this is the whole inaction of this is being portrayed here. So this is how Lord Chaitanya, he experienced it very severely. He showed extraordinary pastimes with Lord Jagannath during this Rath Yatra festival. And he manifested very confidential ecstasies of divinity. So compare this perception to this friar who came to see what was going on. So here in the material world, people are just wasting away. They're trying to squeeze a few drops of happiness out of this dead, dry matter. But Lord Chaitanya, he disclosed this innermost pastimes of Krishna, and he opened up incalculable treasures of spiritual feelings. And that showed that there's nothing compared to this material world like Krishna. So, similarly, his disciples, the Goswamis, they actually prosecuted devotional service in the same separational feeling. And this showed in the mood that Prabhupada gave us in this prayers of the six Goswamis. So let's say it together. Hey Rad, hey Raja Devi Ke Chalalite. Hey Nanda Suno Kuta. Shri Govardhana Kapa Padapai. Kalindivane Kuto. Goshantaviti Sarvato Rajapure. Kedar Mahavivalo. Vande Rupa Sanatano Rayuyago. Sri Jiva Gopalako. From our respectful obeisances unto the six Goswamis, name is Srila Rupa Goswami, Sri Sanatana Goswami, Sri Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, Sri Jiva Goswami, and Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami. We were chanting very loudly everywhere in Vrindavan, shouting, "Queen of Vrindavan, Radharani, O Lalita, O son of Nanda, Maharaj, where are you all now? Are you just on the hill of Govardhan? Or are you under the trees on the bank of the Jamuna? Where are you?" These are their moods in executing Krishna consciousness. So Prabhupada says that this Rath Yatra festival is very nice. And the fillings, it's a fillings festival for the Vaishnavas. So he said whoever takes part in this festival, they will actually gradually develop their dormant love for Krishna. So this is very nice. So here Lord Chaitanya is dancing in ecstasy. He's revealing the and tasting the transcendental mellows of separation from Krishna. And as we read, how this is similar to the Rasa Lila dancing where Lord Chaitanya expanded himself amongst the gopis. So he also expanded himself amongst his devotees chanting in the Rath Yatra festival. So also Lord Chaitanya exhibited his chanting anywhere and everywhere. And only the Lord can make animals, different species, dance and chant and cry in ecstasy. This is the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He came amongst the most fallen, the animals, which is even the human Dui Padu Pasus, and engaged them in tasting this mellow of separation from Krishna. So this is the Lord Chaitanya's mercy. And it's interesting how we read the king was able to see Lord Chaitanya dance. He watched the dancer, and he watched Lord Jagannath, and he could understand that actually there's no difference between Jagannath and Lord Chaitanya. So he was able to see and enter into this mystery when he was watching the dancing. So you can see that sometimes Lord Chaitanya would go behind the cart, sometimes he'd go in front, sometimes the cart would stop, and then sometimes it wouldn't even move. Only way it moves sometimes is Lord Chaitanya would just push it with his head a little bit, and it would go. So these deeds are so wonderful, they're so extraordinary. This is where Lord Chaitanya, he disclosed this most profound and spiritual truth. And this actually changed the conception of religion in the world. It was enacted by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, where he revealed the highest, most confidential feature. Although most religions, they just usually teach that you can only have a reverential, you know, understanding or devotion towards God. But he revealed that how we actually have this divine capacity for enjoying a relationship of love. So we see here Srila Prabhupada, as we heard this morning, Srila Savas was reading how Prabhupada was recalling how his father gave him some deities to worship and to play with. And just see in the beginning, Prabhupada was doing the same thing as a child as he's doing now, worshiping Radha Krishna deities. And he established that in the movement here also. You can see devotees all over the world offering very nice worship, foodstuff, prayers to the deities in all the temples around the world. And this is all by Srila Prabhupada's mercy. And also, he enacted the pastime of the chariot festival. So just see these two things Srila Prabhupada was doing since he was a child. And we're so fortunate that he also brought it here to the West. So by Srila Prabhupada's mercy. And it's all by Srila Prabhupada's spiritual master's mercy. He actually explained to him, you know, as soon as he saw him, that you should go and spread this message in the Western countries. And Prabhupada writes in a letter, he says that I was inspired to establish, first of all, Jagannath Swami, because he's kind even to the Malechas. And then when there's opportunity, I establish this Radha Krishna Murti. So just see the same in his childhood, and then now he was again revived by his spiritual master to do this again. So the most merciful Lord has came to give that mercy to the most degraded and spiritually backward people. So this is Srila Prabhupada revealed to us in a letter in 1970. So Srila Prabhupada came to America. He boarded the Jaladuta just to fulfill the order of his spiritual master and to spread this message. So here Srila Prabhupada comes and fulfills the mission. So he comes on a boat, but actually he created his own boat of ISKCON, which was saving all the conditioned souls from suffering in this material world. Trying to squeeze some kind of drop from this so-called ocean. It's an ocean of misery. As we can see, the suffering living entities. And Srila Prabhupada brought this boat so that we can come aboard and actually easily cross this material world, go back to Godhead. So Prabhupada, in many of the Rath Yatra lectures that he gave, I was looking through some. This was one in London, 1972. This is, he'd mostly talk about, you know, what is the problems of our life? And it's simply a platform of misunderstanding. And Prabhupada would say, what is that misunderstanding? The misunderstanding is that we're accepting this material body as the self. And he gives lectures talking about how we're encaged in the material body. We're transmigrating from 8,400,000 species, you know, and then we have this rare human form of life. And that's the only form where we could become self-realized. And Prabhupada used many nice analogies. Just like a fish, if it's taken out of water and put in the land, there's no matter what condition you put it in, you know, you're not going to enjoy it. It's just a perverted reflection of this material world. So how can the fish enjoy in this material world? Offer it to anything here that we think that is nice, but these are just trying to squeeze some drops of pleasure in this dry land. So Prabhupada also, with his lectures, will always show us how, yes, we're misidentifying. We're not this body. You know, we're completely changing. And then there's death. But where are you? So these dioramas are been created all throughout the movement, and they actually show them at the Rath Yatra festivals, which are very nice. So Prabhupada would also speak very simply. He said, if you just understand the philosophy of, you know, there's a father, there's a mother, and a children, then you can easily understand that there is God, the Supreme Father. So Prabhupada would speak so simply and saying, where is the difficulty? Be reasonable, human being. But if you don't even remain reasonable, if you remain like a cat and dog, how can you even understand, you know, the Supreme Father, God? So we've got intelligence in this human form of life. So we have to take it as an opportunity to get out of this evolutionary process, you know, and spoil our life, eating, sleeping, mating and defending like cats and dogs in the material world. So we Prabhupada encouraged so many to try to understand this movement. We have so many books, we have so much philosophy to understand the whole science of transmigration of the soul. You know, how we go from different species of life. But it's very important how we also explained, you know, we don't spend time, you know, cleaning the body and forgetting about the bird in the cage. But we try to feed the soul. And this is the whole pastime that was enacted by Lord Chaitanya of this cleansing of the Gundicha temple. Prabhupada wanted us to vividly, and Lord Chaitanya showed vividly, how we should diligently clean our own heart to make it to receive the Lord. He said in the mature world, our hearts are closed to Krishna. And for many lifetimes, our hearts have been empty. And what have they been doing? Just collecting dirt and debris of material desires. But if we take up this cleansing process given by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, chanting regularly the Hare Krishna Ma mantra, then our hearts will be cleansed. And then our minds and our will become very bright. We'll become very clean and very cool and peaceful, just like the clean temple. And then Krishna can very joyfully take residence in that purified place of our heart. So Prabhupada also gave a nice lecture in a Rath Yatra lecture in London in 1972. He says our Hare Krishna movement is standing on three principal things. Can anybody guess what one is? I heard somebody saying something. Yes, chanting. Dancing. And eating prasadam. So it's not very difficult, right? It's very enjoyable. And even if you don't understand the philosophy, still, you can actually just go back home, back to Godhead, if you just do these three things. So this is where Rath Yatra is one of the activities where these three things are taking place. And then by actually being in this Rath Yatra, you know, we're actually associating with Krishna, with his name, with his pastimes, with his qualities, and then gradually we'll transcend this material existence and go from darkness to light. Tasmai ma jyotir gama. Don't remain in this darkness. So So it's a very important movement. And Prabhupada said that we're educating people how to transfer from this world of darkness to a world of light. And that's called Goloka Vrindavan. So this is what was going on. The chanting in the Rath Yatra. The dancing. And look at the feasting. Rath Yatra. It's amazing. So Prabhupada, he said, I want to see my disciples all over the world introduce two items. This is a letter in 1973. Who can think of one? Anybody else have any ideas? I didn't say that was wrong. I'm just saying, is there any other? Bhrigupati. Yeah? Anybody else have an idea? Ah, festivals. Jai. Opening Radha Krishna temples and Rath Yatra festivals. And those include all those things you mentioned. See, those two things include book distribution, you know, prasadam distribution, all these things. Sri Prabhupada's genius. And this is what he wanted. And this is what we see going on all over the world. I mean, we could be here, you know, for years just showing all the Rath Yatra pictures around the world. But we'll just show a few from here in LA. This was a couple years ago. And it just shows you what's happening. Dancing and chanting before Jagannath, just like Lord Chaitanya did. This is amazing. Just by standing in front of Jagannath, what to speak of dancing, your actually material existence is finished. All your karma is washed away. So Prabhupada said, therefore, go and don't perform more karma. Look at these ecstatic devotees. Look at them dancing just like Lord Chaitanya. Experiencing the nectar. And look at all the people. What more fallen place can you go than Venice Beach? There's so many species of life there. Even in the human form. So many different types of species. So it's very fortunate. This is the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and the devotees. And there it is. There's a festival. Devotees chanting, dancing. That's where you can go to the free prasadam booth, get some prasadam, get some more other delicacies, hear the chanting and entertainment on the stages. And that's all the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. So Jai Jagannath, Jai Balaram, Jai Subhadra, Jai. Thank you very much. So any comments, questions, realizations? Thank you for your kind attention. All glories to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thank you.